Hello,
What's going
hello.
on,
We
everybody?
are live for today's Daily Dose of Awesome.
Yeah, super excited.
Says we're live anyways. Welcome to today's Daily Dose of Awesome, your live 15 minutes of motivation and inspiration. And today it's being presented by
Whit
and
and
Carrie.
Carrie.
So if you are hopping on, please comment your name, where you're from, so we can
Give us
give
some
you a
love.
shout
Drop us
out.
some lives. We want to get to know everybody that's going to be hopping
Yes.
on here so we can give some shout outs as things are going along.
Yes,
Yeah,
looks like we're getting
Brandy,
a few
awesome.
people hopping
Vanessa,
on.
sweet.
Great. We're excited to be here today. As a lot of you know, Fernie is actually in Australia with his love, and so he has asked us to take over today's Daily Dose of Awesome. So we're excited to be here, excited to see everybody. Okay, it looks like we've got Sally, Brandy's watching, Courtney
Courtney,
Hackman,
what's
hey guys,
up?
Susan, looks like
Yes.
she's watching, Hillary's here,
Tanya,
Tanya,
what's up?
Susan,
Susan
Alicia.
Komoto, what's up?
Awesome, so excited, so excited. So today's topic, oh, for those of you who don't know who we are, we are Whit and Carrie Higham. We are network marketers, internet marketers, and
Yes.
coaches. So we kind of do a little bit of everything.
Yes.
And a little over a year ago, we were dead broke, honestly, living in Whit's parents' basement.
Yes.
Had no idea how to build network marketing. And so,
well, with what little knowledge we did have, we failed miserably.
Yes, and then, you know, 14 months ago in April of 2016, we discovered Elite Marketing Pro through Attraction Marketing. And 14 months later, we've built a multiple six-figure income.
Which has been awesome.
Yes.
So really what we're going to be talking about today, it really drives home for me and Carrie. And you can see there in the title, we're going to be talking about, are you cold calling your warm market? Now, we always hear the term cold calling. And now, this can be applied to any type of business, whether it be a brick and mortar business, you know, real estate business, like all any
network
type of
marketing,
network
marketing.
Marketing,
no
yep.
matter what you're doing.
Are you cold calling your prospects? And so a lot of the time when we get excited, and the reason that we wanted to talk about this, especially for like network marketers, for instance. The reason that we're talking about this is because it really hits home for me and Carrie, because
yes.
when we joined network marketing, we got so excited, but we were also told that we have to be very urgent. Okay?
Yeah.
We were told that, man, if you don't get on the boat,
urgency is
everything.
Yeah,
if you don't hurry and make this happen, if you don't talk to your list of 100 people, you're going to miss out on this opportunity, right? And so because we created that urgency.
You've heard that. If you've heard that before from an upline,
yeah.
maybe even a sponsor in
just
marketing,
drop us a line.
Marketing, drop us a one.
Yeah.
Drop us a one if you've heard that. Oh, urgency is everything. You've got to make sure that you're being urgent when you're talking to your people.
Yeah. And so again, the reason, but what happens when you create that urgency is that because you think that you're urgent, as soon as you start calling your list of people, you start calling friends and family, you start cold calling people, what is your main goal? Only to get them to look at your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is no relationship building in that process because you have that urgency. And so for me and Carrie, what did we do? We blew through our warm market. We blew
so
through.
So fast. Like in a matter of a couple months, our warm market was gone. And it's
yes.
because we were calling them, and it was like, hey, are you interested in taking a look at this? If not, okay, I got to move on to the next person
yep.
type of a thing.
Yep.
Where, when, like Whit said, there was no relationship building in there at all.
We didn't do it all because my mindset was, and I remember teaching people this, like, why build a relationship if the end goal was just to give them my opportunity anyways, and if they said no, then I'm going to stop that relationship. So I felt like, man, I'm just going to have a whole bunch of relationships that I'm going to be building. I was in the complete and total wrong mindset. For building relationships and why we do it.
And this
and
isn't
so,
just this is not just for network marketing.
Yes.
We see this a lot in, you know, affiliate marketing. We see it a lot in brick and mortar businesses where
yes.
people, they have a hidden agenda.
Where it's just one thing. Yeah, and don't get us wrong. I mean, everybody has that agenda. Look, we want you to do something. That's why we contact people. But it's again, how you make that person feel beforehand before you deliver that message. And I truly believed, you know, 2 years ago that I could build a relationship with somebody as I showed them my opportunity. So think about this with your warm market. You know, and me and Carrie did this. I remember calling like aunts and uncles that I hadn't talked to in like 6 or 7 years and said, hey guys, it's me again. And guess what? And I asked them the same question. Well, how's life? You know, how's work going? How's this? And then right at the very end, hey, look, I joined network marketing and I just delivered my message. And I remember like the silence on the other end of the phone.
Just heard that silence. If you've Or have you been a victim of that silence? If you have, drop a 2 down
yeah,
below.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's where we got stuck. And I realized really quick, like, man, we are doing something really wrong where we're not building relationships. And I've always told it, the difference between top earners in the industry and the average people in the industry is that they don't have a network of people that know, like, and trust them. Okay. And so that's what me and Carrie were looking for. But we did cold calling to our warm market all the time, where we were cold calling aunts and uncles. You know, cousins that I haven't talked to since, you know, like 15 years ago
I was calling, you know, you have your friends on Facebook. There was elementary school friends I was getting a hold of.
like second grade, third grade second people grade, that she
like,
hadn't
hey,
even talked to.
You remember me? You know? But it was because we had blown through our warm market. All of a sudden we were having to cold market recruit, and we were in that same mindset of, you just got to deliver your message. The more people you talk to, the better, because that's what we're told. When you leave the relationship out of it, when you leave, you know, building that rapport with that person, the thing is in any opportunity, whether it's affiliate marketing, online marketing, network marketing, I don't care what you're doing, if that person doesn't know and like and trust you, they are not going to do business with you.
They won't.
You have to build the relationship first.
Yes. And so again, what does it take to start to build that relationship? You know, the cool thing about here at Elite Marketing Pro is that there is a ton of tools for everybody that they can use to be able to start to build tools. And sorry if you can hear a little boy screaming in the background.
Here.
Hey, guys, it's just the way it is.
It's us.
Just the way it is. That's what you get when you get Whit and Carrie on the Daily Dose of Awesome. But really what it comes down to is that, you know, me and Carrie decided we had to have that mind shift and start building relationships. And so for the last 12, 14 months, that's what we've been able to do, is start to build relationships with people. And because now we're focusing on the relationship, the cool thing is I don't feel like I have to cold call anybody. The funny thing is the aunts, the cousins and stuff that I haven't talked to in years, they're the ones reaching out to me. Why? Because now I'm setting myself up as somebody that they can see a difference, and they're doing something different. Okay, guys? So there's a whole bunch of different ways to really start to build relationships with people, you know, using social media. And that's what me and Carrie were looking for 12 months ago, and that's what we found. And so really, so just a couple things that you can do. If you're just brand new to this, starting out, or if you're looking to use the attraction marketing method, what you definitely need to do is definitely start to build that rapport. You could even start with a personal profile page.
Yes.
Guys, like, you don't need something super extensive to start to build these relationships with people. Now, one thing that I always find funny is when people start using like a personal profile page or a business page, all of a sudden they start to be the person that they're really not. They start posting all of this content that has nothing to do with like how their personality is.
Yes.
And I see that all the time with people on their personal page. Is, let's say for instance, that you start using a personal profile page to promote your business. All of a sudden you go from this quiet stalker person on Facebook that never comments, never likes, never does anything on a profile page, and then all of a sudden you're posting all about this product and service and all of this stuff. Guys, that is not you. So your audience is looking at that and saying, wait, what changed here? Like, they automatically, like, they smell it. Digitally, they smell what is going on, because all of a sudden your behaviors have changed. Mm. Not that that's a bad thing, it's just they can tell it. So you've got to warm up your audience. And so if you want people to like you and attract people to you, what do you got to do? You've got to start posting things that are going to attract people. You know, you're going to have to start out soft.
And start building the relationship.
Yeah. Reach out.
I love what we learned in a training not too long ago was that, you know, sending like birthday messages, happy birthday, like in a voice text, like, hey, Bobby, saw it was your birthday, happy birthday.
I don't know
where Bobby came from, but, you know, happy birthday.
We don't know.
You know, actually liking other people's posts. He's the stalker.
I was on Facebook.
He's the lurker. Like, he doesn't comment. He doesn't like anything. Well, this was before. Now he does. But, you know, if you want people to start engaging with you, you need to start engaging with other people.
Yeah.
So commenting when, you know, your friend, you know, got the job promotion and she's so excited, or, you know, liking or hearting when your other friend has had a baby, like those things, people feel acceptance by likes and hearts on their Facebook page.
And it's easy. and it's an easy way to start shifting your behavior on your Facebook page, because you haven't been doing anything for so long. People recognize that this is a person that doesn't do anything.
Yep.
So it's a soft way to start to get into that, where you You know, like Carrie said, just liking stuff on Facebook, commenting on people's stuff, saying, hey, you know, I like that post or whatever, just starting to interact with your audience. And then also adding new people to your friends list every day. This is just at a personal profile level of adding new people to your friends list every day. A lot of people say, well, if I don't know them, well, that's the whole point of Facebook, is to like people and contact with them.
It's the whole point of network marketing, especially. You're building a network. Network marketing doesn't work if you don't have a network of people to distribute your product.
Yeah.
So you've got to start building that network first.
Yep, exactly. Okay? And so,
we want to know if you guys have any like special way that you build relationships on social media, comment it below.
Yeah,
you
know, let the group know.
What do you do? I mean, we want this to be interactive. What do you do to, you know, reach out to people? What do you do to build that relationship either on your personal profile or on your business page? Yeah. Something that Whit and I have done on our business page is Facebook Lives. That has been the biggest relationship building tool that we've been able to use on social media, because I mean, if you've been on our page, you know that it's chaos all the time. I mean, we're completely authentic. Kids are fighting in the background. At one point in time, I think Xander's almost drowned in the bathtub.
Yeah, like.
You know, like things. No, I was paying attention, but Whit's over there like.
You didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. I was going to share a better story of not kids drowning.
He was playing in the bathtub, Tate's was in there, and we're running to get Xandrix out of the bathroom, like, in the middle. Like, you know, it was the way I delivered
You just made us seem like horrible parents. But anyways, what it comes down to is, I mean, there was Facebook Lives that we were doing, but we had a lot of interaction, and one of the best Facebook Lives that I've ever done is when my 4-year-old ran into the video and said, Dad, I have to poo.
I mean, it's
I was like,
life.
It's life. It's life, guys. And I'm just like, you know what? That's just the way it is. And so, but the funny thing is we had the most engagement. We had the most interaction. And the funny thing is again, we're talking about, are you cold calling your warm market? I had a whole bunch of people from our warm market that had liked our page, that had been following us, never commented, never did anything.
They were lurking
on our page.
They were watching us.
And next thing you know, they're reaching out to us and said, man, I just absolutely love to watch your videos. And have they done anything yet? No. But the cool thing is I'm building that relationship with them. And I think that's what we forget to do, is that we're in such a hurry to build our business. Again, it comes down to, because you're in such a hurry, that's all that you're focusing on, is getting from point A to B as fast as you can, instead of sometimes taking the detoured route through the trees, through the forest, through all that crap to actually build a relationship. Guys, you're not going to miss any boat. You're not going to miss any boat. Okay. Opportunities are like buses. There's a new one coming every single day. And I stole that quote from somebody. I just don't remember who it was. But, but really what it comes down to is building that relationship, figuring out ways to do that. And the reason why most people struggle, and because I guarantee what's going through a lot of people's head, well, where do I start? Where do I start building relationships with people? What do I say to people? And it's not a matter of that you don't know what to say to people or you don't know what to do. It's because you're scared of how you'll look doing it.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to is building relationships. And, you know, I like, before we started doing this, my biggest fear was that, man, if I start wishing people happy birthday, if I start messaging and liking stuff, like, what are they going to think? They're going to be like, oh, man, Whit, what is Whit doing? He's never done any of this stuff. But finally, I was just like, that is just a mental block. People don't have all their time in their life to focus on what you're doing. They're just focusing on what they're doing. So start to build those relationships, guys.
And don't build the relationships with the agenda that you're going to get someone into your affiliate marketing or into whatever business you're doing. Build their relationships because they're a person. You know, the only time you're actually bringing your opportunity to somebody is if you know that they need that opportunity.
Yep.
You know, or you've been having a conversation and it pops up. You know, hey, what are you guys doing? I've noticed that you've been doing stuff on social media the last little while.
Yeah.
It was like with my aunt. She's a huge real estate agent. And
makes a ton of money.
Makes a
lot of money.
She was one of those people that we called our warm market.
Right
when we started. We were showing her the information. Well, guess what? 3 years later, she's been following us on social media.
Since we started doing
she's
this.
She's been seeing the videos. Yeah. She's been seeing our change in lifestyle. And so guess who was reaching out at the family reunion?
Up to me, she's like, what exactly are you guys doing different? Like, what are you know, because I know you guys were struggling at first in your network marketing business, and so what's changed? And that's when we started to share this information with her of, this is how we've changed, this is what we're doing now, instead of doing what we did. She's just like, and then, so she didn't say anything that entire time, and then all of a sudden, when we left, She sends Carrie a Marco Polo, which is just an app to do video calls.
My favorite app, Marco Polo.
Anyways, she messaged her and says, hey, I was listening to you guys. I really was, even though I didn't seem like I was. I'm really interested in what you guys are doing with your network marketing business. And guys, this is somebody that we talked to two and a half years ago.
Yes.
And that is the power of building it. So if we're talking about timing and that urgency, now urgency is great, but it can be misused.
Yes.
Huge when it comes to building relationships with people. So if we're talking about timing, remember timing is about per individual, where they are at in their life to be ready for an opportunity or ready to make a change in their life. Okay, so what it came down to was that when we brought it to her, she was not ready for us. And because we didn't do it the right way, she was immediately turned off by how we did it.
Mm-hmm.
But because we started to build that relationship, she started to watch us. She started to follow our lifestyle change. She started to follow that we were actually like building relationships with other people, engaging with other people. And guys, how huge is that when somebody is stalking your page and they are watching you engage with other people?
Yep.
Okay, people, they recognize that and be like, man, I am missing the boat now because I'm not talking to these people.
Are you guys finding value in this? If you found value in today's Daily Dose, give us some likes, give us some hearts.
Yes.
You know, drop a me in the comment section.
Yes.
You know, we're really excited that we got to be here. Let's hurry and say hello to some of these people that have hopped on in the last few
minutes. Yeah, so Linda Vondell, Bev, Jenny, Stevens, Fusano, what's up?
So good to see you.
I just love saying
Frida's
your name.
Here.
Frida. And for all of you that have been sharing this video, super, super awesome, because this is getting in front of, again, this is another tool to build rapport, to build those relationships with people, of the people that are stalking your page, stalking you, and seeing what you're doing. And so
thank you, everybody, for hopping on. Michelle, Susan,
yes,
Tracy,
what's up?
We've got Cheryl,
okay.
Shay.
But anyways, guys, hopefully you guys have found some value in today's Daily Dose of Awesome.
Like, comment, and share this video, and
yes,
we will be back again next week, actually, for another Daily Dose of Awesome Takeover.
Yes, and so what I want you guys to focus on over the next little while, if you're new to network marketing, if you have you don't even know what this concept we're talking about is, you need to start looking into, start building relationships with those people. Stop cold calling your warm market, guys.
Stop.
Start to build a relationship first. I don't care if it takes a month to where you're finally ready to reach out to those people and stuff like that. That's what I want you guys to focus on, is start to build those relationships instead of just cold calling. And guess what, guys? We got Xandrix here for the Daily Dose of Awesome, who stinks.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, maybe it's just a natural smell. It must be me. But anyways, guys, thanks everybody for jumping on. And then we'll just be back again with another Daily Dose of Awesome next week where we take over. But hopefully everybody has a great day, and we'll see you guys soon.
Give him thumbs up.
See you guys.
Thumbs up.
Say
yeah.
Please. Please.
Not gonna
do it.
Not
gonna do it, guys. Okay, guys, everybody have a great day, and we'll talk soon.